The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 8th of April, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the future of Robbie Keane within the FAI is expected to be resolved in the coming days. Keane was a senior coach under Mick McCarthy, but the Republic of Ireland's record goal scorer does not form part of new boss Stephen Kenny's backroom team. Kenny will be assisted by Keith Andrews and Damien Duff. Keane has 2 years left on his current contract. An amicable departure is seen as the most likely option. Tottenham Hotspur players have been reminded by the club of the need for social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. Davinson Sanchez and Ryan Sessegnon were pictured running side by side around a park in Barnet in London, while in a different park, boss Jose Mourinho was seen conducting a session with the midfielder Tanguy Ndombele. Spurs have underlined the importance of staying apart to their players during the pandemic. Now, Tottenham say their record goal scorer, Jimmy Greaves, is being treated in hospital. Spurs say they're in touch with the striker's family and will be providing further updates. The 80-year-old, who also played for Chelsea and West Ham, suffered a severe stroke in May 2015. The BBC Match of the Day host Matt Chapman was on OTB Sports Radio with Joe Malloy last night, and he delivered an interesting tale about Kevin Kilbane and Ruud Gullit.
Kevin Kilbane will be able to back this story up. You've got other screens going on as well as the games. Now, often there isn't much else going on, right? But there might be a bit of cricket going on, and so you can keep an eye on that for other things. And I can remember doing one, Ruud Gullit and Kevin, and one game finishing, and the hurling, I think, may have been on one of the other Sky channels. So Kevin explaining hurling to Ruud Gullit is an incredibly surreal moment for me. But doing anything with Ruud, I think, if you'd have said to the 15-year-old me, who watched Euro 88 and thought, my God, this is the best team I've ever seen, that I would be watching Premier League football with Ruud Gullit and talking about it with him, I'd have never have believed them. So no, sure. I never ever forget that. And the music's an interesting one, because now you're so used to it, it's fine. You go and do one of those FA Cup draws and people hear it and the buzz that goes around the room when the music starts. Or you get a new pundit, and you can see them. You can see the new pundit if they are nervous. That music starts because it's live, and they grip the side of their chairs when that music starts. It has an amazing effect on people.
I presume Ruud Gullit quickly acknowledged that hurling was indeed the game of the gods, the greatest game
he'd ever seen. I mean, it was that. There was one conversation about hurling and one on dressage with Ruud. I mean, both of them slightly surreal.
The former Liverpool player Neil Mellor was also on the show, talking about how he got onto the pitch after Liverpool's famous Champions League final win over AC Milan in Istanbul in 2005, a match he was ruled out of because of injury.
I was one of about 10 players not involved in my Liverpool tracksuit, thinking, I want to get on the pitch. I want to say well done to my mates, my teammates, who've just achieved this unbelievable cup success. So we managed to work our way down to the bottom of the stand, like I say, in our tracksuits. And there's stewards everywhere stopping us getting onto the pitch. And we try and get onto the pitch. This Turkish steward pretends he doesn't understand a word English. No, 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 you're not getting on. So one of the players who was involved with us, who was cup-tied, was Fernando Morientes. Now, Fernando had played in the Champions League for, I think, Real Madrid that season. So he was cup-tied. So he started talking to the stewards. And the stewards sort of believing him, not really believing him. In the end, Morientes gets his passport out, says to the steward, there we go, there's proof. Fernando Morientes have scored in 2-3, whatever it is, Champions League finals. Next thing, the steward, who's been blanking us all, big hugs around Fernando Morientes. Oh, you're my hero. You can come onto the pitch, no problem. And fair play to Fernando Morientes. He made sure every one of us, there was about 10 in total, got onto the pitch as well, so we could enjoy that moment with the rest of the team. So we got onto the pitch just before Stephen Gerrard lifted the trophy on the podium.
Elsewhere, Irish rugby legend Brian O'Driscoll has been speaking about how Irish players will size up the new Republic of Ireland soccer boss, Stephen Kenny.
Pretty quickly, yeah. I think it's a more challenging situation that Stephen Kenny finds himself in, because reputation and respect does count for a lot, particularly when you come into a huge role like Irish head coach, or Irish manager is. And, you know, there'll be some players that come into that environment that won't know a huge amount other than what he's achieved in League of Ireland, you know, underage. But he will probably have to prove himself a little bit more. And that does happen in the first few weeks of getting a credibility, getting players on side, saying the right thing, keeping people excited about the prospect of what's coming down the line. And from my point of view with new coaches, I suppose we had a similar situation with Michael Cheka. He'd come from Randwick, pretty much unknown, and we took a real chance on him. And he was in the fortunate position that we were in a bad spot. We'd gone through, he was our fourth coach in 4 years, and we were a bit of a shambles. So he came in at close to rock bottom of where we were as a side. And so he started saying some things that we could react to, and he started changing the mentality from day one and kind of deconstructing us to reconstruct. And I think that's exactly the sort of coach that we needed. But I must say, over the course of, he built that credibility. I remember him filling me with confidence about 6 months in. He said, what we're going to do is we're going to win the Magners League as it was in year two, and we're going to win Europe in year three. And he was adamant about this. And we managed to get to the semi-final of Europe out of nowhere and got beaten by a much better Munster team that year. But I think what that did was it realised that if we can get there on the basis of his quality coaching with a side that's a fraction of the potential that we could put together in another side, well, you know, we got a chance here. So I think the unknown coaches, the coaches that haven't been there and done it previously, they do have their work cut out, and they've got to start delivering pretty quickly because players can smell bullshit.
Ryder Cup captains Padraig Harrington and Steve Stricker say Europe and the USA are united like never before. They've penned a joint letter addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ryder Cup remains penciled in for September at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Harrington and Stricker have praised the displays of determination, passion and spirit of those battling the virus. The Tour de France looks set to have an August finish this year. Mayors of towns where stages finish have been approached by race organisers ASO about the proposal. Under their plans, the tour would start on July the 25th. And finish in Paris on August the 16th. The Canadian Grand Prix has become the ninth race of the 2020 season to be postponed because of the pandemic. The season is now slated to start with the French Grand Prix on June the 28th. Formula One chief Chase Carey is adamant the season will visit Montreal at some point later in the calendar. Now OTB AM will start today in the Go Loud app from 7:30 with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan. Don't miss this morning's show because we'll be speaking to Irish singer-songwriter Dermot Kennedy on episode 2 of the OTB Culture Club. We'll also be joined by the boxer Ray Moylett, and Colin Buhig picks his four sports stars to go on Cork's Mount Rushmore. Then tonight we'll be talking to the former Irish rugby international Owen Redden on Wednesday Night Rugby. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.